What up, world? Back again. It is a country rap report. It's your boy Vic XL.
What up? What you do, Spank?
All right. Y'all know what we do, how we do right here, and what we do. We give you our opinion, our views, our reviews on some of the world's hottest country rap videos. All right. Now, a lot of the artists you might hear from time to time might not be considered a country rap artist, but they are artists that we feel like the core fan base of country rap music will like or enjoy. So please bear with us. All right. Before we get too deep into it, please subscribe and like the page. One time for all our first and last time listeners. And please visit the dopest website on the world, countryrapreport.com. If you're an artist out there and you like to have your music played on a 24-hour-a-day internet radio station, please submit your music right at countryrapreport.com. That way you can be included to WCRR Radio. All right? I want to do that at the beginning this time. I always forget when we get around our mouth.
It's all good. What's up? Hold up. You got something new in your background. I got me something. What is that? What's that?
It says reproductive freedom for all.
Gotcha.
Reproductive freedom for all. These ladies got a right to do what the hell they want to do with their bodies.
You're exactly right. That is their body. We have no rights.
You know, hey, man. My grandmama used to tell me, mama, baby, daddy, maybe. So all you men need to shut the fuck up. Or if you feel like you should have an opinion on the matter, then I should see more single fathers out there. And I'm not saying it's not any. Shout out to all the single fathers raising their kids. Right. But if you ain't going to take care of the baby, if you're going to get mad and the shit don't work, shut up. Let the lady do what she got to do. That's her body. True. She got to carry it for 9 months.
Right.
Okay. All right. And that's it on that. All right, man. Let's get into it. First video of the day. And I'm going to knock this one out real quick. That way we can get into this thing. First video of the day. It's two gentlemen. I know what y'all going to say, so I ain't going to say it for you. Mr. Rick Lynn and Mr. Kendall Tucker. And the name of this joint is 13 Reasons Why. All right. Now, I'm going to give you one reason why we're reviewing this record. It is because when I first started listening to this record, I'm like, okay. And then Kendall came through with a verse on the second part. Second verse, he came through with some bars. Now, I even went to their pages to see, and neither one of these guys are country rappers. But since Kendall Tucker gave us a hot little 16, we're going to get into it. All right. First and foremost, I really like this video because I like the scenery. The scenery is in like a military graveyard.
Right.
They're obviously paying homage to the 13 soldiers that died in Afghanistan. And it was a nice blend of military action footage and the military graveyard. And I really liked the way they blended it because it almost made it seem like it wasn't a blend, but more so like they actually filmed some military scenes for the video.
I don't know if they did or didn't. I couldn't tell if it, I don't know what it might've came from, but it was a good splice of whatever it is that they put in there.
Great splice to the point where it would make you think that they might've actually got people to play the part of the military and film those scenes. So I really like that. The video was very, very, very clean.
Yes.
I really like Rick Lynn's vocals and I like the 16 bars by Kendall Tucker. And I like the message and what they were talking about. And the one thing I have to say, country rap has been very, very vocal about Joe Biden and that situation in Afghanistan.
Agreed.
And I can honestly say the hip-hop community hasn't been as vocal. If they have, it hasn't came across my screen. So I love the fact that country rap are basically embodying this situation because those were 13 lives that were lost. There were parents of those people, family of those people who will mourn forever. So
does it make you upset that hip hop isn't saying or being as vocal as they should be?
No.
Hold on.
You know what? That answer sounded bad.
Oh.
and I said no as if I don't care. No, hip hop is doing what the fuck I expect hip hop to do. Talk about fucking cars, drugs, and whatsoever. Now, I'm sure if we dig, there are some artists that have spoken out about it.
Right.
That, matter of fact, a lot of the artists that's spoken out about that we review probably don't consider themselves country rap artists.
Me. Right. Right.
Burden. I'm sure if we find some, what's the guy's name? We were just talking about him the other day, Bryson Gray.
Right.
I'm sure Jonah Lucas got some. I'm sure there are hip hop artists who've spoken out about it, but traditional.
Bro, we didn't used to be that way though. We used to be the social conscience.
Yes.
And now it's like we are programming ourselves to not talk about the social issues. Like even when we were going through the riots and all this other shit just a couple of years ago, like with the black on black crime, the police brutality, like all of this shit should be in the music, especially hip hop. But it's not. And it disturbs the fuck out of me because hip hoppers are conscious. Hip hop is how we vent on record and we put it out there so other people can, because they can relate, because they identify with the shit that we're talking about. They're not identifying with WAP, or I mean some of them might be some of them might be, and some of them might be identifying with some Throat Babies here and there, but damn bro, like
baby,
we need to get back to the social conscience of hip-hop, or at least start letting it be a segment on the radio. Now I know the bullshit is mostly on the radio because they're just trying to
sell records.
Exactly. But it's not like you can't sell records by talking about social issues. Like I'm confused, I'm pissed off, but at the same time I understand the business side of it. But we need more. I guess this is why we both gravitate towards country rap so much, mm-hmm. because it is life. It is what we all deal with in the day-to-day, some of it from a more country aspect, you know, but we two country dudes ourselves. But you know, for those people that can't relate, if you're from the hood, motherfucker, you can identify with everything a country rapper identifies with, because these are the same lifestyles and behaviors. We've all ate sugar sandwiches. We've all ate, you know, come on, bro. You ate a sugar sandwich. You ate
a sugar sandwich?
You ain't never ate no sugar sandwich, bro.
Fuck no. What do you put on it?
Sugar. Mm-mm. You ain't never been too broke, so broke that you just went and got whatever you could to make that bread taste good. Mm-mm.
Yes, but sugar was no.
First what of was all, your sandwich? What was your sandwich?
First of all, sugar wasn't an option in our house. That shit was like gold. So you that shit was for cakes, for the Jiffy, you know. Hell no, I got caught fucking around in the sugar. I'm gonna get a smack. Now.
Oh damn.
Now, did I eat banana sandwiches? Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Did I eat cheese sliced sandwiches? Yes.
Okay, okay. Okay, we've all been to that where we trying to just pull a meal together with whatever we can find in that motherfucker. So that's some ghetto living, ghetto country, however you want to live it. We can all relate. But I need to hear more of the struggle in the music. I can hear it over here every time somebody's over here rapping with country rap. But I guess that's why I'm just so fed up with hip hop and walked away really, because it was just commercialized bullshit, and I'm not there. Not anymore. Finna touch 50. I ain't trying to hear all that shit that I can't relate to.
You gonna touch 50 Cent?
About to touch 50 years old.
Oh, okay. I agree with you when it comes to hip hop. And hip hop was started on social commentary. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge.
Right,
I'm
right, right.
Trying not to lose my head.
We finna get a strike for that shit.
You think so?
It's like a jungle sometimes. Oh, you gonna add to it? Yes, yeah. Because this shit's in my head now. Yes, yes.
Or 8 Million Stories.
I don't know nothing about, what's that one?
8 Million Stories. Curtis Blow, Run DMC.
Curtis Blow fan. I only liked the breaks. That was it.
You know, the funny thing, I wasn't a Curtis Blow fan either, but two songs I like by Curtis Blow were 8 Million Stories. And if you listen to 8 Million Stories, then you'll understand. Really, it was really a Run DMC. It was one of the first features.
Okay.
Run DMC and Curtis Blow, and they rapped it. It was social commentary. They was rapping about what was going on in the Bronx, what was going on in Hollis. You know,
I didn't know that.
And yeah, I only like two Curtis Blow songs, 8 Million Stories and AJ Scratch. AJ.
Yeah. The weak ass scratches. Yeah, that was a good
AJ. But social commentary. NWA, even though they ushered in the gangster rap, era, social commentary, talking about what they seen going on in their hood.
Right.
Ice Cube, today was a good day.
Right.
Man, the list goes on and on and on. And those artists could still come back with records about party. We be coming. Ice Cube can go take you to the club and take you to a day in his community. That is what hip-hop is missing. That balance. So when I hear that balance in country rap, I'm for it, man. That's why I don't get mad at an artist who will talk about their struggle, then talk about mud crickets or mud bugs. We're going to get that balance. And the funny thing is, do you remember back in the day, Big Daddy Kane could give us I Go to Work and then give us a Mother Africa. It could give us different styles. And when we start, matter of fact, when we was putting Red Clay Warriors together, when you was putting your strategy together, you had these artists making a club record, chick record, or different elements. Hip-hop right. ain't about that. Now, hip-hop, traditional hip-hop today will give you 30 minutes of one song. It'll damn soul sound like one song.
Exactly.
So, but back to Rick Nan and Kendall Tucker. Again, another song. They're not really speaking on Biden as much, but they're speaking on the situation. I'm sure they had Biden in their mind when they wrote it, but that social commentary is what made me say, you know what? We're going to talk about this record just because if people haven't heard it, I want them to hear it. And Rick Nan's vocals are amazing. His vocals are amazing to me.
Well, I did think it was a dope song. I thought it was a good visual. I thought Rick probably should have done even though I'm not mad at his vocals, I think he should have done more of a rap / singing instead of a singing rap. Well, instead of a singing song. And I think it would have went across with a slightly younger demographic, but I don't even think it matters anymore. I guess because I want to hear more rap than I did in the song. Kendall did represent well. I wasn't expecting, when I saw him, I wasn't expecting what I saw, but I'm not mad at what I saw. Like he represented well. There was some layering in Rick Lynn's vocals in the hook that were spectacular. I loved it. It was spot on. Whoever did that, great job. When the song came on, though, and I'm still trying to place it where it was, but there was the chords, when they first come on, it sounded very familiar, almost like an Isley Brothers song, but I couldn't really place it. I don't know if that was using that as a reference, whoever did the production on it or not, but it sounded very, very, very familiar. I'll keep playing and then maybe it'll come to me later on while I'm working. But it was a good visual, dope song. Definitely a great subject matter. I think this song probably has longevity based on the topic matter. And he could probably get, you know, play amongst the millions of military people that we do have in the armed guard in the United States alone that support what happened and support their fallen brethren. This is a good record. I like it.
Hey, man, country rap alone is going to get Biden one term.
I'm not disputing that because they're definitely, it is very highly influencing people. Because I was not, and I'm not going to say that I was pro Biden, but because I'm apolitical, but I'm definitely looking at this and I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Because these people are, they have valid points. You know, I listen to the subject matter that you guys are presenting from Burden to Mises on down to Lord Lust, like, and I understand what you guys are saying. Like, these are valid points, and I'm not seeing where they are being addressed by the administration. So I understand your frustration, too. So it's hey, y'all, only thing I can say is, you know, get your ass out and vote. It's the only way it's going to change.
All right. Next up. Mr. Sean Paris. Name of this joint is Smoke and Mirrors, and it features an artist who goes by the name of Cloud9. Should I go first?
What
would you like to go first?
I'll go first. Initially, I wasn't going to do this just because of the history. But, you know, I said, you know what? I got to give him a fair shot because I'm not going to be biased just because he is. So in all unbiasedness and all fairness, I thought Sean had an okay singing voice, but he has a better rap voice. The singing voice I wasn't mad at. It didn't need to be layered, and he probably needs to get some vocal training if he's going to continue to try and sing and rap. Mostly if he's going to try and harmonize. I didn't hear any of that there. Cloud Nine has a dope voice, though. And I like this style more than I did like Sean's. And I would like to hear more from both. I did think, though, in the hook, instead of Sean trying to sing the hook, I thought they should have added a female in there just for a little flavor. Because both of them have a specific tone where they are, and Cloud Nine was a little deeper than Sean's. But had you thrown in a female, now you got a three-part vocal range, and people will gravitate towards it more so than they would with Sean trying to sing the hook. The video, there were some small overdubbing or lip-syncing issues, and there were some coloring issues. And I don't know if the smoke was real throughout the entire thing, but a lot of some scenes were too smoky. But by the end, you got to see both of them and what they actually looked like. And that was what I was worried about the smoke, as if it was going to interfere with you being able to, you know, depict or show who these people actually look like. But by the last 30 seconds, if I'm not mistaken, they were both clear and crisp and outside with actual lighting on them, so you could see what they look like. So that went by the wayside by the end of the video. I do have a question for Sean Paris, though. Like, how do you spell seriousness? Serious? How you spell that? S-E-R-I-O-U-E-E-E-S?
Serious.
Yeah, serious. Like, how you spell that, fam? But is the O and the U silent? Like, I'm just trying to clown him because he likes to clown us. But it was a good effort. I'm not mad at what it was.
All right, let me say this. I actually like Sean Paris' singing voice. I like... To me, how he came in, it hit. Like him singing the first stanza, it hit me. It grabbed me. It grabbed my attention because, number one, when I seen his face, I didn't expect that. Okay. And his voice, my father's a minister, and his voice it took me back to when my father just opened the doors of the church. And he was like, you know, Jesus. He just gave me that, that Ikea Baptist church feel that my dad used to put on when he first brought that in, with the part you're talking about too, is serious.
Right, right.
I heard Charles Walker. I'm like, amen, Sean. Amen, brother, brother, brother. Amen. Because I heard my dad. My dad, to me, wasn't the greatest singer, but I consider him a creative singer. He was very, very creative with how he put it down and how he was able to captivate the members of the congregation. And that, to me, is what Sean did when he brought it in. Now, Sean Bars was equally as good to me. Neither was over the top, neither disappointed. It was just in pocket to what I like. And it made me realize or feel that Sean probably was singing before he was rapping. Or maybe he done both, because Sean actually makes me feel like that he could be a background singer. Or I could tell that he has credentials when it comes to being on stage with other people, maybe playing instruments, but singing into the mic. Like he seems skilled at what he does.
Okay.
You know, he seems like someone who's honed his skills in the background, and now he's coming to the forefront. I like the record. Now, at first, the smoke threw me. But then I referred back to the name of the song, which is Smoke and Mirrors. So it was right. Okay. So whether it was generated smoke or maybe they were smoking it out, whatever right. The case was, it was cool. And the fact that he featured Cloud Nine made it even cooler to me. Okay. The thing that I thought was really, really weird was they were in the kitchen with the weapons. I probably would have felt better if they was in the kitchen with a bunch of mirrors.
I paid no attention to the props. I apologize.
They got they got the tools. They got the tools. And they were, and it made me feel like, watch what I say, or So I'm treading lightly. No, I'm not treading lightly. I really enjoyed the record, and I really enjoyed Cloud Nine's verse.
Yeah.
Like I enjoyed what Sean did, and I didn't expect that from Cloud Nine. And Cloud Nine came on through, so it made it a great song to me. And then in the end, I agree with you. The smoke kind of cleared, and they kind of gave this shed scene, which I feel like they should have integrated that scene a little more in the video, but we could see clearly.
Okay.
My only question is this. Why was that Mrs. Butterworth in the background?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to the props. I I apologize for that. I probably should have paid more attention.
There is a bottle of Mrs. Butterworth that every time I seen, it's almost like Michael Jackson. Right. I don't know why I was focused on Mrs. Butterworth. I don't know if they were having pancakes.
Did she move?
No, it was just a bottle of Mrs. Butterworth.
And she stayed in the same spot the whole time.
I'm like, do they use Mrs. Butterworth? Maybe they lube the gun or something to keep it from jamming. I just noticed that Mrs. Butterworth bottle.
That is a videographer error. He should have checked the scene and made sure all the extra shit was out of the way.
Or maybe there's a subliminal message to the Mrs. Butterworth. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. That was new to me.
Hey, Sean, get in the comments area and let us know what was the purpose of the Mrs. Butterworth, if there was a purpose. And, you know, I'm going to say this salute to Sean Parrish, because Sean Parrish did come at us.
And we know he has no problem commenting. Yes, for sure.
And he did come at us.
Yes.
But me and Sean talk like men. We talk like men. We didn't text. It wasn't. No. Matter of fact, I threw my number out there and Sean done something that a lot of people don't do. Sean was like, my pleasure. I'll call you. I ain't scared. And Sean called. And I'm going to say this. I was about to fire somebody on the job. And Sean saved him.
Oh, he's the one that saved your coworker. Yeah, okay. Man. Okay.
Yeah, man. Somebody about to get that hatchet. But Sean called and I need to talk to Sean if we can get some clarity. And that person is still working there. And they still suck. So Sean, I'm really kind of mad at you, Sean, because you broke what should have happened, and now I can't get him out of it. But I rock with Sean Parrish. I've heard other music by Sean, and I'm not mad at his opinion. I still stand by my opinion.
Right.
If that's your opinion, then that's your opinion. But do the people need to know your opinion? And that's something I've had to teach myself as I've gotten older. Every opinion I have doesn't have to be heard. So now I just try to put forth my opinions for the greater good, things that'll be beneficial to other people. And sometimes we get so consumed with our opinion that we don't realize that our opinion on the surface might hurt some people who are generally trying to help.
Gotcha.
So salute to Sean. I like the record. Cloud9, I really like you. I found some stuff that you got going on that I'm gonna be checking out to try to integrate some of your videos in the show as well.
Cool.
All right, next up, and before we talk about this video, I want to send an apology, because I realized that 2 episodes ago...
An apology?
Well, because I made a mistake, and I'm a real journalist, and I like to fix my mistakes. 2 episodes ago, we reviewed a record by this guy, and the entire episode, I called this man by the wrong name. I even wrote his name down wrong.
What? What are we talking about?
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, next up, third video of the show is by Mr. Jamie Ray. And the name of this joint is Cowboy Gangster. And what, Jamie.
Oh, you were calling him Jimmy Ray.
Yes.
But you fixed it. You were alternating between both. You didn't stay over there.
That probably was just a teeth. Because I definitely didn't. That probably was just the dental work. I definitely didn't know that this man, I don't know why I thought this man's name was Jimmy. I don't know why. Okay. Maybe Jimmy Ray Uso. I'm a wrestling fan. I don't know. But his name is Jamie Ray. We reviewed his record 2 episodes ago called Magic City Cowboy. And this one is called Cowboy Gangster. The first thing I'm going to say is this. If you goddamn come with one more record with the word cowboy in it, I'm going to be pissed off.
Hold on before you do finish this. Did you watch the church interview or the church rant yet?
Matter of fact, I'm zooming through this.
Okay. Well, this is part of that.
No, we'll talk about this in that.
Okay, cool.
Okay. We'll talk about this and that. We got some time because I know you know, but yeah. So, Jamie Ray, first and foremost, we get it. You do not have to put cowboy in every damn song. And that doesn't mean I don't like the song or what you do. That means that, okay, now I'm feeling like you're trying too hard. You know, if you are a white rapper and you had a song called Mayonnaise, if you had a song called, hey man, I got that word from First of all,
Adam Calhoun.
But you got a song called Mayonnaise, okay? And then you got a song called Redneck Villain. And then you got a song called, you know, Crack-a-Lack. I'm just saying, if every one of your song was a pun, Vanilla Scoop, if every one of your song was a pun playing off your color, it's going to bother me.
Okay.
And I like Jamie Ray. I like what Jamie Ray is doing. I can guarantee you there are lots and lots of people in the genre of country rap who like, ugh. I like it. I just don't think you have to put cowboy in every song. Okay? And I can understand what people might be like, okay, man, you got the belt buckle, you got the boots, you got the tank top, but then you got the grill. And then you're doing all the dance. Now, you know, I'm not even saying that there's wrong with that. Because to me, the only thing that separates the trailer park and the projects is a road.
Right.
So I can see if you're in the South, you might look that way. Now, I can understand some people who consider themselves country that might say that's pretending. To me, I know guys who look like that all day, every day. So I ain't hating on Jamie Ray. I like what Jamie Ray does. I like his music. I like the fact that Jamie Ray has compiled the most beautiful women to be in his video other than any of you other guys. Jamie Ray obviously does model casting calls for his videos. Two videos, and all he's had is dimes or close to dimes. Definitely got the model type. Matter of fact, they're more model type than cowgirls because their movement is not like the movement of the breadwinner girls.
Right.
They got them. But I like Jamie Ray. Cowboy Gangsta actually is a dope play on being a gangster, doing gangster type things, but also relating it to being like a desperado or a outlaw or a rebel. So the concept didn't bother me. Again, he gave us a under 3 minute song, which lets me know that he definitely falls in line in what's going on with hip hop with these short ass records, these one verse, one hook or two hook, one verse records. So again, I like it because I've adapted to modern hip hop. I also like the fact that he displayed four wheelers. He had, like, was it kind of like a Bourne scene? He had a goddamn horse eating hay.
Yeah.
He basically
opened up with it.
He basically, I like what I seen, but I can see if some people called it cultural, what's the word?
Appropriation.
Yes, I can see people saying that. But I get that being from the South and knowing guys like that. So I like you, Jamie Ray. I like what you're doing. I just don't want Cowboy on another title.
Okay, I wrote down most of the
The video was directed by Mark Diamond. I always like to say the directors if I know the director.
Okay.
The video was directed by Mark Diamond.
I'm going to comment on the video first. I'm going to comment on the video now. Then I'll come back to Jamie Ray when we talk about church. This video was damn near perfect. They spent a bag on this video. Like, this wasn't a cheaply done let's just throw some shit together and we'll be done with it. No, this was very well put together. The videographer knew what angles they need to do. This was probably somebody in the industry, and I don't know their work, but it's probably somebody in the industry that have shot professionally produced videos before, or at least has some sort of resume of doing so, or partnering with people that do, or study people that have, either one of those. But this was a great video. I didn't see any flaws, to be honest. And I looked for them. I thought the fronts were a little much. And I'm talking about his appearance now before I talk about his music, because I'm not going to talk about his music until we talk about the church part. The fronts were a little much. He said cowboys these days wear Air Force Ones. He said a couple other things in there and I'm going to touch on what you just said. He was touching on what was going on with hip hop now. And you also said he is adapted to modern hip hop. And I'm going to go more so into this when we talk about the piece with church. Jamie Ray would be more acceptable today doing country rap than Ryan Upchurch. And I'm talking about to the masses. Because he has a more quote unquote commercial appeal. He has I wouldn't call it a mockery, but he has an appearance to where you don't have to really take him serious because of what he looks like with the fronts and white dude rapping. He's doing rodeo shit. He's got a multicultural background behind him with his blended posse. Like, this is the... I did say posse. He got a multicultural crew, a clique behind him. Like, he would be more acceptable in 2021 than Ryan Upchurch throughout his career, on up until today, to be honest. Because, and this could be, and I'm thinking of all of this as I'm saying this out loud, like, this could be the industry's next play or ploy into country rap. This could be the 2021 version of Lil Nas X, or was it Blanco Brown, or the 2021 version of Breland. But now he looks different. He doesn't look like them. He actually looks a little different than the other three. One of these things is not like the other. And y'all got to figure that shit out yourself. But this is more appealing to that target market. It's still got the rap infused beats, but it's got country elements, very small. Probably why cowboy and country and all the other shit is in all of the titles, because they're trying to play on that. This would be, and I'm going to cut it off at that. This is exactly what Church was talking about. This is definitely a country rap money grab. And we'll talk about that when we get to that part. But hopefully Jamie Ray is watching this and he's not taking this to any offense, because what we're saying is all constructive criticism. It's not you, fam. Your talent is what it is, but the industry is going to manipulate the pieces and play chess with whatever's on the board. And because you are on the board, you just got to either follow suit or just say, fuck it, I'm not going to do that. I want to stay authentic and I want to do this over here. Not saying that you're not authentic in your music, but this I'm seeing is deliberately done for that specific reason, to integrate, to to infiltrate the country rap genre.
Now, I agree with you on your statement about country rap of today, but I think the country rap of today fans will even, if they're not already, will be divided. And what I mean by that is, okay, Church will be still considered a traditional country rap. Actually, I don't even know, because I was kind of calling Church a new age country rap artist, because Church has no problem rhyming on what's considered a hip hop beat.
Yeah, but Church's demographic is a little different. Church, well, is definitely 99%
people who like white country music.
Yeah, they're white. That's a white fan base.
Well,
they're playing Jamie Ray is his fan. The labels are not playing to that same demographic. They are playing to it, but they're also still playing to country black folks that like rap because of the beats. His beats are definitely harder. They're more bass. They're more modern. And I'll say that. Church's beats aren't as modern as this, which is probably why Church isn't gravitating towards it, because this is more hip hop than country. Church has always been country, majority country. So, and whatever he throws out there is still going to be mostly country first, and then he got to sprinkle in some hip hop elements. Jamie Ray is hip hop first and country second. And I think that is deliberately done by the label and or distributor or publishing or whoever's moving these pieces. I think it is deliberately done. And this is my piece that I was going to say about the Church piece. Church has to get over that, because the way that country rap looks in 2021 isn't what it looked like 2020. We have grown and emerged from being the regular dude with the big belt buckle and the boots and you getting off work and then you just start rapping just because you can rap, and then you rhyming and a rhyming. Even that rhyme pattern, he's not even a stereotypical rapper that looks like him. So he has to at least respect the new shit that is coming in. Not saying you got to respect the tactics, because the tactics are definitely manipulative and it's because of the industry. But the talent from these other people, it helps expose the genre. It helps blossom, and so we can all grow. As it grows, you use those pieces too, Church, because we're getting more light. I'll pause because I got a lot of shit to say about the whole Church money.
Right, so that's another episode. I let's do these reviews and then come back and talk about church.
All right, we can do that. We can do that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, because you just said something I definitely want to interject that I don't agree with you about church.
Okay.
But I like what Jamie Ray's doing.
Me too.
And I love it. I think Jamie Ray's music will be more appealing to the people who go to the club where you go to the club and there are blacks and whites there.
Exactly. And I think on your statement, you said you like what Jamie Ray is doing. And I agree. This isn't Jamie Ray. What the shit that we're seeing getting done is the industry doing it. It is not Jamie Ray. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I'm just basing off of the steps and the moves that are being done. These are the same moves that I've tried to do when I was in Florida last October, November. This is the same manipulation tactics that I was trying to implement to, hey, big label, come over here and do this so we can start growing the label over here. These are the same tactics that I was going to do. So I know what this is. Just somebody got the same mindset and they got a bigger budget and they finally got a white face that they can stick with it that has some dope beats. Now you're looking at, you know, capturing two markets, two demographics that will sell more records. Not to mention, the dude got a stamp from Young Thug. White rapper getting a stamp from Young Thug and he get a call out, say, hey, this dude's legit. It's on his Instagram. Like, you don't get that shit a lot. So that, again, another coat, you got a co-sign from a big rapper. This is standard procedures for hip hop. This isn't country rap. But now that it is happening, everybody in country rap is not going to embrace Jamie Ray. I don't think the majority of them are not. They're going to think of this as, oh, he's just coming over here trying to infiltrate. You're not a real country rapper. But he's not in your standard stereotypical ways of country rap being operating. I'm sorry, Vic. I need to let it all out.
Here I know, but you, that is a great episode that we can do. And we can just give them these videos. We can come back because really, those are the two catalysts that we can build that episode on. We don't agree. Have to build it on Jamie Ray's video.
No, but we have to do it on, not this video, but Church used Jamie Ray as an example in his video and played this shit again, and was like this.
And again.
And bent him over again. Like, oh, I apologize. Let me
next video.
Up next.
Damn, you're giving all the jewels for the next episode on this episode.
My bad.
All right, next up is a video that I was, man, I'm talking about, they've been showing like glimpses, like stills of this video for a while on Hard Target's page and Dusty Lee's page. The next video up is Dusty Lee featuring Hard Target, and the name of this joint is Loose Change. Now, the first thing I got to say is I'm not really sure who filmed this video. Because
Full Scope did it.
I didn't see that at the beginning.
It was in there. Okay. It's the very first thing. This was all Ghost.
Okay.
All right. And it was produced by the same dude who did Cornfield on Fire. I read the credits and I guess they're listening to us now because they're actually putting credits and shit and stuff. So, you know, thanks to us. But Cornfield on Fire dude did this. I can't remember his name. He got a weird name. I can look it up while you're talking.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I really enjoyed this video, but I came into this video with a mindset and they didn't give me what I expected. And a lot of times I like when artists trick me.
Okay.
Because I've been looking at all the offerings that Destiny's been giving us lately, all the stuff that Hard Target's been giving us lately. So I'm expecting a bar fest. I'm expecting a party, a bar fest.
I was expecting that. I was expecting that.
You know, and I'm expecting it to be funny. Yes. Well, funny they did give me. Bars they didn't. But I did not walk away upset because it still was a fun record with both artists singing.
Agreed.
Very, very fun record with both artists singing. The setting or the scene is basically Hard Target and Dusty Lee, or Dusty Lee and Hard Target. They're homeless. They're out panhandling. They're trying to get money up, basically get them some loose change to go drink.
Right.
And they have different signs, like, I'm too ugly for prostitution. bad advice for a dollar. Like, if you watch this video, slow it down and watch the captions on each one of these signs.
Right.
Those signs, to me, made that shit completely worth it. Now, let me find out that Hard Target is low-key a comedian or in his former life was a comedian. Because Hard Target, to me, everything I see him on, he steals the show. whether he's rapping, singing, or just in the video. He okay. has that overpowering personality that he makes videos and he makes songs. Destiny done an awesome job playing off a hard target. They got great chemistry on screen, chemistry together. I really like the video. And what I like more than anything is y'all must have done a casting call for the perfect tits.
He said that. He said that. I ain't seen no titties. Ooh, I ain't seen no titties at all. None at all.
They dropped chains. Down the titties. They made it rain on the titties with some quarters, nickels, and dimes. Matter of fact, I have that here.
Okay, no, don't show it. Don't show it.
No, I just wrote down tits. Tits. They just, you know, and that was when that lady first came on, the whole scene, it was like it was one, what they call the circle that gets bigger.
Right.
Cleavage. It's like, okay. They said they're too ugly for prostitution, but these tits are perfect for this video. Because that's what's...
I'm not.
So I'll talk about it.
Fellas, you talk about it.
If you watch the video and you say, man, they're singing, I don't want to watch it.
You can't watching. Miss it. You can't keep miss watching. It.
Because they...
Okay. I hope they were using apple juice for the drinks because they was drinking a lot. I hope that wasn't real. Because they was hitting them shots like back to back to back. Like, damn, y'all finna get slithered. Okay. Burn County is the name of the dude that did the production. He did the Cornfield on Fire. This was a great video. Good acting from both. This was a fucking hilarious video. Burn County. And whoever did the mixing, the mastering. And this is just me personally, a request. The bass that was in there, because the bass player sounded live, I probably would have turned it up just a little bit more because he was thumping. And it probably would have added a little bit more thump to the drive when I, you know, so as you're listening to the song. But this was a great fucking song, great video. I tuned into the premiere when this came out. And I was pleasantly surprised to hear Dusty singing. And Dusty actually has a great singing voice. Now, if he, not the high end, not the low end, but your highs are special. I think you should probably get some vocal lessons so you can, if you are going to sing more and do singing and rapping, then get you some lessons so you can perfect that. So you know how to come off certain notes and how to hit them. But it was a damn good effort from both of them. Hard Target does not disappoint. Is a pure character. And then as a word of advice, and we said this about your video, the last one that we saw, you might want to get some merch, fam. Like some of the shit that you be doing in your videos could be on merch, and I'd buy it. Like I'd buy Hard Target's dick immediately. Like Vic said he wouldn't, but you know, I'd buy it. And I'd buy a shirt that says, too ugly for prostitution. That shit's hilarious, fam.
I would buy that.
That's just, it's just classic shit. Y'all missing out on money, fam. Just grab them, throw them in the merch store, have some giveaways, et cetera, et cetera. It'll benefit you all. But this was a must watch. And don't go into it with expectations because I did. I was like Vic was. I was expecting bars. I wasn't expecting party, but I was definitely expecting bars. But I wasn't mad that I didn't get them because the video was probably a 10. You know, mm-hmm. So it was a damn good effort from both of them. Great job, Ghost. No flaws. I was scared that somebody was going to get hit by a car, and it doesn't look like they gave a shit about getting hit by the car. But you know, it was a great effort. Good job, fellas.
It was fun. The chemistry is great. I want to see another record by Hard Target and Destiny.
Me too.
Now this is a question I want to ask you, real quick, because we talked briefly about this on another episode. This is Destiny's on Raw Records. Which is Demi Jones' label. Now, right. Mako Records, when their videos come on, the first thing you see is Mako Records.
Right.
Rob Records always tag theirs at the end. Do you think one way matters over the other?
No. And I was expecting both logos, honestly, because but that didn't happen. And I think it's because this record is on Dusty's project and not... It's a raw release, not a Mako release. But that typically you're supposed to do both logos somewhere in there. They could have did Full Scope Mako at the beginning and then did Raw Records at the end. That way it would have shown it was a collaborative effort between both labels, but that didn't happen. They're still not figuring that part out over here, logistics wise.
One thing it was Average Joe logo. See,
you're right, but is it in the credits though? Let me look and see what's down in the bottom. It's Average Joe's on the bottom. Average Joe's Entertainment on behalf of Raw Records.
Okay. Well, Average Joe is making sure they get their ass in where they fit in. Hey, man.
Average Joe's this is a monopoly. I know what y'all doing. I'm not mad at it. But you ain't even trying to be covert about the shit. You're just doing it. Like, hey, run it. You're right. If why not? If you can't beat them, buy them and go in and snatch them all up. It's for the taking.
Okay. All right. Before we recap, let me give y'all the project of the show. All right. Now, this is a project that we've spoken about, but I'm going to bring it back up again because we weren't doing project of the show. And I definitely have listened to this project and I want you guys to go check it out. All right. So I got Simple Man of the group Mackey County. And the name of this project is Been It. All right. It was released August the 30th. It's on all streaming platforms. This joint has 11 songs and it's 36 minutes and 47 seconds. Some of the features are Deluxe, Hard Target, Dusty Lee, Overtime. Hey, man, we reviewed like four records off of this.
We have.
We reviewed Blue Genie. We reviewed Clouds. We reviewed Double Wide. And we reviewed Sticks. Yeah. All great reviews from us. Simple Man is a beast on the mic. He tells a story like he's the country rap Slick Rick. And if y'all get the opportunity.
They sleeping on Simple Man. Yeah, they seriously sleeping on him.
So everybody out there, if you get an opportunity, please check out Been It by Simple Man. Again, streaming everywhere. And if you check it out, man, let Simple Man know, hey, I listen to your project because they talked about it on the Country Rap Report. All right? Real quick, let's recap. Started the entire show off, Sean Paris featuring Cloud 9 with Smoke. No, we started the entire show off with Rick Lynn and Kendall Tucker. And the name of that joint was 13 Reasons Why. Classy, dope record. Landed in the military cemetery and some military action scenes. Really liked it. Kendall, nice bars. If you wrote them, that's even dope. Next, we had Sean Paris. Give me my gold.
And don't do it. Don't do that. Don't do it. Don't
and
do
Cloud it. 9. I wore green for the occasion. I done that just, you know what? And I'm rocking with Sean Paris, so it's all good. Sean Paris is my guy.
But okay.
I was just really messing with you because you always ain't giving me money.
No, I wasn't gonna do it because I'm not gonna keep trolling him.
Don't hesitate that man.
Yeah, I'm not because he's already pissed off about some shit that he don't need to be pissed off about. So I'm not gonna give him something to actually be pissed off about. So I apologize. He got talent. He got talent. I say I apologize. I apologize for no more Where's Me Gold. I won't do that anymore. That was my last one. I apologize for the many that I have done in the previous episodes. I won't try to pick fun at you because it's kind of, you might take it as being a racist thing, and I'm definitely not that. I'm just fucking with you.
I give Sean credit because Sean's a man's man. He's not afraid to pick up the phone and have dialogue.
Gotcha.
And he's not screaming and cursing, and he's not listening. He will allow you to say what you got to say if you allow him to say what he has to say. And then you guys can agree to disagree, walk away. And it's all respect. And I got to give him credit too. Nice merch. The Sean Paris.
Yeah, I saw that. That was dope.
That was really, really dope.
That was dope. Was it a snapback or was it a one of the trucker hat? Was it a snapback?
I didn't really know. I just like the print makes me think of the old Sean John label.
Sean, yeah, exactly. You can send us a hat if you want. You know, I can't wear a snapback, but I'll do the trucker hat.
All right. Next up, we had Jamie Ray, and the name of that joint was Cowboy Gangster. And I got to say, the difference, and we're going to eventually roll this out.
Mm-hmm.
The difference in Jamie Ray video and a lot of people's videos I didn't say during the review, all the product placement in Jamie Ray's video is blurred out.
Exactly. And even the cars. That's how I this is some shit. It's industry, bro. We're going to talk about it, though. And hopefully Church will listen in on that podcast when we do it. Hopefully Jamie Ray too, because I don't want him to take this as a negative. This is nothing about him. This
no, but Jamie's about, dope.
Yeah, he's got talent. I still give him a Blake Fades copycat, but...
Well, maybe Blake Fades is copying Jamie.
Maybe. I don't know who came first, but I saw Blake first, and then Jamie popped up in the last 90 days. But I'm not mad at what I'm getting from either one of them. I just think that either one could be a tool for the industry. And I think that they are using them as tools. But Jamie, use that to your advantage, bro. Like, don't what for wherever they're going to use you, go get paid. Get your pay. Fuck it.
Yeah. And last video of the day was Dusty Lee featuring Hard Target with Loose Change. Classy, not one bar, and I still respected it to the utmost.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Again, everybody, please, please visit countryrapreport.com for all your country rap report needs. Okay. And we're trying to name the segment. And this week, project of the episode was Simple Man's Bennett. I want to name the segment. And whoever comes up with a name, I don't know how we can, maybe that's something, I don't like giving Heather more work, but maybe that's a contest we can have. And I'm going to get some Country Rare Report beanies made, because it's about to get cold. And I'm going to send out a Country Rare Report beanie to whoever comes up with the name of the album that we feature at the end of the show.
Dope.
So, because I found some beanies and I just need to scoop them up. And then, now if your head's too big, just hang it on your wall, but I got my eye on the beanies. All right, man, that's it for me.
That's it for me. All
right, on behalf of the Country Rare Report, your boy Vic XL.
What you do, Spank?
All right. Yeah.